Starting today, it won't take quite so long for you to get through security at Syracuse's Hancock International Airport. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a $60 million project will funnel all outbound passengers through a new security checkpoint at the center of the airport.
Instead of two checkpoint areas at Hancock, there is now one. And that's going to save travelers time, according to Syracuse Aviation Commissioner Christina Callahan. This new system will have
the ability to screen passengers more quickly, more efficiently, and the use of lanes for the specific type of travelers that we have coming through our airport, business travelers, families.
Callahan estimates the wait during peak travel time will be 20 to 25 minutes. There will also be new mechanical systems, and the whole project is LEED certified. That means high-efficiency lighting and things like a rainwater harvesting system for flushing toilets. Airport Authority Director Bill Fisher notes the project was not constructed on the backs of taxpayers.
The people that use the airplanes pay a small fee, which is the passenger facility charges. All of those dollars are what went to build this fantastic expansion.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says this renovation may entice other airlines to consider routes out of Syracuse.
They like the fact that we are modernizing our airport, that we have a professional management staff out here, and that we're focused on making our airport bigger and better.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.